Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. This is Michael Moret, and we are in Genesis chapter 31, beginning our study in verse 17. And this is our 30th study in the book of Genesis. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessing to the word that we are going to read today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis 31, 17, picking up right where we left off. Then Jacob rose and set his sons and his wives on camels, and he carried away all his livestock and all his possessions which he had gained, his acquired livestock which he had gained in Padan Aram, to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the household idols that were her father's. And here you see one more reason for Jacob to get his family out of that place. There was idolatry in that home. Notice verse 19 again. Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the household idols that were her father's. Rachel may have taken those idols because some believed they would bring good luck, and others thought they could be used for divination, sort of like a crystal ball. Maybe Rachel was afraid Laban could use them to track Jacob down. Who knows? If anything, she should have just smashed them to pieces. 20. And Jacob stole away, unknown to Laban the Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee. So he fled with all that he had. He arose and crossed the river and headed toward the mountains of Gilead. Laban is out of town, and Jacob wants to leave without trouble, so he takes advantage of the situation and leaves. 22. And Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had fled. Then he took his brethren with him and pursued him for 7 days' journey, and he overtook him in the mountains of Gilead. And Laban was furious. He did not travel 45 miles a day on a camel for 7 straight days just to wish Jacob well. 24. But God had come to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and said to him, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad." God warns Laban not to give Jacob a hard time. God knew what Laban intended to do, whatever it was. Laban is a crook, and he is a bum, but he loves himself too much to hurt Jacob now. Not with the warning from God. 25. So Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mountains, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mountains of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, "What have you done that you have stolen away unknown to me, and carried away my daughters like captives taken with the sword?" The first thing that comes out of Laban's mouth is a lie. Jacob did not cheat Laban, and he did not take his daughters away at gunpoint, as it were. 27. "Why did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and not tell me? For I might have sent you away with joy and songs, with timbrel and harp." And right about now, everyone knows that Laban is lying. Everyone knows it, including Laban himself. 28. "And you did not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you have done foolishly in so doing." If anyone within the sound of my voice believes one word Laban has said, let me know, because there's a nice parking ramp downtown that I'd like to sell you real cheap. Laban is just trying to make Jacob feel guilty here, that's all. 29. it is in my power to do you harm. But the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad. Laban knew he was more powerful than Jacob, but it does not matter, because God is on Jacob's side, and Laban is not stupid enough to try to hurt Jacob. 30. And now you have surely gone, because you greatly long for your father's house. But why did you steal my gods? Jacob has no idea what he's talking about. If Jacob knew that Rachel brought those idols along, he'd be furious. Verse 31. Then Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Perhaps you would take your daughters from me by force. With whomever you find your gods, do not let him live. In the presence of our brethren, identify what I have of yours and take it with you. For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. Jacob is confident. He thinks Laban is lying about the idols, like he has lied about everything else. But this time, Laban is right. 33. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into the two maids' tents, but he did not find them. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered Rachel's tent. Laban was looking for idols, but he would have been happy to find anything that belonged to him, even a shoestring. That way he could make a big deal out of it, call Jacob a thief. 34. Now Rachel had taken the household idols, put them in the camel's saddle, and sat on them. And Laban searched all about the tent, but did not find them. Back then, people would strap a 3-foot box to the back of their camel, about a 3-foot box, and then they put a saddle on top of that. And the box was to store things as you traveled. Well, Rachel has that box in her tent with the idols inside of it, and the saddle on top of it, which she is sitting on. 35. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise before you, for the manner of woman is with me. And he searched, but did not find the household idols. Laban came up empty, even though he searched very hard. Laban is going to get it from Jacob now. He's going to hear it. 36. Then Jacob was angry and rebuked Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin that you have so hotly pursued me? Jacob had suffered in silence for 20 years. But when Laban accused him in front of everyone of stealing idols, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That was a public attack on Jacob's character and his devotion to God. And he's going to let Laban have it with both barrels. 37. Although you have searched all my things, what part of your household things have you found? Set it here before my brethren and your brethren, that they may judge between us both. You have accused me of stealing. Now, present the evidence. Show everyone what I took. Verse 38. These 20 years I have been with you. Your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried their young, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. That which was torn by beast I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it. You required it from my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Jacob paid for all the losses that occurred to Laban's flocks. Even if it wasn't his fault, he paid for it. 40. There I was, in the day the drought consumed me, in the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus I have been in your house 20 years. I served you 14 years for your 2 daughters, and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Jacob lived a nightmare of deception for the last 20 years. 41. 42. Unless the Lord, unless the God of my fathers, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked you last night. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and this flock is my flock. All that you see is mine. But what can I do this day to these my daughters, or to their children whom they have born? Laban has just experienced a verbal knockout from Jacob. Laban did everything that Jacob said he did. Laban should repent. He should apologize, and he should confess his sin. But what does he do? He changes the subject. And makes all those hollow claims. He says, everything belongs to me. You know, I think Laban's sin has driven him insane. Verse 44. Now therefore, come, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it be a witness between you and me. Laban wants to be friends now. He knows that he has abused Jacob for many years. He also knows that Jacob is getting stronger all the time with the help of God. So before Jacob decides that he wants revenge, Laban wants a treaty. 45. So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar. Jacob is ready for peace. He does not hold a grudge. 46. Then Jacob said to his brethren, Gather stones. And they took stones and made a heap, and they ate there on the heap. Treaty ceremony often included a meal. Eating together was symbolic of friendship and goodwill. 47. Laban called it Jegar Sahaduath, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between you and me this day. Therefore its name was called Galeed. Also Mizpah, because he said, May the Lord watch between you and me when we are absent from one another. They did not have satellite photos and tracking systems or spy planes, so they asked God to keep watch. He will know if either of them are violating this agreement. They are asking God to bless obedience and punish any disobedience. 50. If you afflict my daughters, or if you take other wives besides my daughters, although no man is with us, see, God is witness between you and me. Laban had actually led Jacob into polygamy, but he doesn't want it to go any further than his two daughters. And he also wants his daughters to be treated with kindness, even though he had not been too kind to them in the past. It seems like now that he's about to lose them for good, he cares about them. 51. Then Laban said to Jacob, Here is this heap, and here is this pillar, which I have placed between you and me. You know, those stones were gathered by Jacob's men. The pillar was erected by Jacob himself. But Laban says, Jacob, I just want you to see this heap and this pillar, which I have set up. Laban still has that, what's yours is mine attitude. Verse 52. This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass beyond this heap to you, and you will not pass beyond this heap and this pillar to me for harm. The pillar wasn't a boundary that neither could ever pass. The agreement was they would not pass to do each other harm. 53. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, and the God of their father judged between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Jacob swore by the God of his father and grandfather, by the God that his father and by the God that his grandfather feared and worshipped. Verse 54. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and called his brethren to eat bread. And they ate bread and stayed all night on the mountain. The feast lasted all day, so they spent the night right there on the mountain where they made the agreement. 55. And early in the morning, Laban arose, kissed his sons and daughters, and blessed them. Then Laban departed and returned to his place, and we see no more of Laban. He is mentioned on the pages of Scripture because of his contact with the Messianic family. But then he leaves the pages of Scripture, never to be seen again. And we'll pick up our study in chapter 32 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.